This is Vectis Radio, serving the Isle of Wight and beyond. www.vectisradio.com.
Anyway, weather.
Weather.
Now, been a bit odd lately. I mean, we had last weekend or so, we had some really hot weather, and I put all my winter clothes away, which turned out to be a mistake.
Last weekend was lovely.
It was
well forecast.
Yes.
I think most of us has got it pretty spot on. Yeah, absolutely beautiful. But then also in the forecast, it did suggest that then this week it wouldn't be quite as hot. We expected the odd shower, which we got. And again, today it's the weekend, and it's unfortunately it's not going to get anywhere near the temperatures that we had last weekend. It's still going to be nice out there.
Yeah.
There has been a shift in the wind, so that could be a little bit chilly depending on where you are, if you're out in the garden. But other than that, it's looking dry and settled.
So it's just the wind that's caused this sort of drop in temperature, is it?
Yeah. We often see it this time of year, sort of coming out of winter into spring.
Yeah.
It just sort of like needs to make its mind up for a little while, you know, what it's going to sort of settle down as. But apart from the slightly lower temperatures this week, and again, it's still going to be nice.
Yes.
I mean, so far this week's forecast, there isn't any rain.
No, that's
up,
good.
So
that's good.
That'll be good for gardeners. Get your lawns mowed today, and then it'd be brilliant.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Yeah, my tortoise is loving it. At least he likes the sunshine. Doesn't get affected by the wind because he's not a mammal. And, right. Okay. So we got a week or two coming up. Can you give us a view as to what's likely to happen in the next couple of weeks?
Again, it's looking mainly settled. There's nothing mega on the horizon. Temperatures more or less where we would expect them to be this time of year. So we're not looking at sort of mid-20s.
Mm.
The wind is going to settle down. And we'll sort of, hopefully we'll get our trade winds back, which means that it won't be so chilly.
Right.
Again, there's not much in the way of any rain showing up. So we will get the odd overcast day where it sort of feels colder than it actually is. But no, the forecast for the next 2 weeks at the moment is looking pretty good.
Well, that's good news, because next weekend we're doing an outside broadcast from literally the end of the courtyard there. Riverfest is on.
Yep.
And it's usually packed if it's good weather. So we're hoping for a day like this would be absolutely fine. Not too windy, not too cold, not too hot.
Yep.
Yeah, so from 11 o'clock we'll be there. So if you want to bring your family down, it's good laugh.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah,
we'll keep checking, like everybody, keep checking the website for the forecast.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll stay nice.
All right, now before we get on to another little event that's coming up later in the year, you've done an awful lot of work on your website, haven't you?
We have. We changed it over just after Christmas to that. We decided to go with the new name to make it a little bit easier for mainland people to work out.
no one ever heard of Roxor, so...
That's right. Well, you type in a search, you're on the mainland, you want to come over for the weekend to visit family, you type in a search, Isle of Wight weather, or what's the weather going to be like on the Isle of Wight. Roxor weather would always appear in the search engines quite high up, because obviously it is tagged as the island's weather centre. But like you say, people look at it and think, Roxor, that's got nothing to do with anything, and then they just click off it. So that was the main reason for the name change, so it would be a little bit easier to understand. Yesterday and a few days before, I'd done quite a lot of work adding new pages and a lot of the newer systems that we sort of now changed over from the old Roxor weather site to the new Isle of Wight site. So most of the core stuff is in place now on the new website. And hopefully over the next sort of few days, everything will be transferred over. And then the old site, Rocks All Weather, what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep it going as Rocks All Weather.
Yeah.
But sort of strip everything else.
So it links off to the new site.
So it links off to the new site.
Sense. Yeah, okay. Right, I'll tell you what we'll do. Just give us the website address before we do anything.
It's iwweather.org.uk.
iwweather.org.uk, where you get the most accurate Isle of Wight weather forecasts.
Absolutely.
Made on the Isle of Wight for the Isle of Wight.
That's right.
So we're going to take a quick break of music, and then we will come back and talk to you about something else you've been asked to do. A
little bit of an exclusive,
One, 2, 3 o'clock.
Bill Haley, Rocking Around the Clock. Now, talking about rock, you see what I did there?
Yeah.
It came from the...
Very good.
Dummy's Guide to Presenting Radio Shows, book one. You are the official weather forecaster for the Isle of Wight Festival, are you not?
Yes.
Wow, what an accolade that is.
I know. This will be our second time of doing it.
Okay.
The first time, depending on what way you look at it, it was a little bit of a disaster because that was the year that it done nothing but rain.
That wasn't your fault. You don't make
it. It wasn't my fault. I can't control the weather like a lot of people do. I get lots of messages on Facebook saying, oh, can you make sure it's nice at the weekend? And, you know. So that one didn't turn out very well. But this year, we started talking, as you do, to Mr. Giddens. And he's really happy with the name change. I think he understands now that there's going to be sort of tens of thousands of people, hopefully, looking at the forecast.
Right.
Because all the revellers
and the campers,
they're going to want to know whether they need to take their wellies or not. It's quite prestigious, really, being the official forecaster.
Well, I'm really pleased for you. That's an excellent.
Thank you. It's good. It's good for the website. It's good for the island. It's keeping things local, which is always good. John was happy with the work last time that we did for him.
Yeah, he wasn't happy with the weather.
apart from the actual rain, obviously. He knows that we can do it, so hopefully the weather will be nice. We're currently working on the forecast now, and hopefully that should go live on the site early next week. On our site Monday,
Is he going to link back from the Isle of Wight Festival site to your site to talk about the weather?
Hopefully, yeah.
Because that will drive an immense amount of traffic.
I mean, we can do that, and last time they put a link on their front page.
Wow.
You know, with our sort of, at that point, it was the Rocks All Weather logo, sort of linking back to us. But obviously now, with a new name and the new website, it's a lot easier to navigate and to find the forecasts and any kind of information that you want. So we're going to do a really good job for John and the festival.
Excellent.
And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing... I'm not going to put you on the spot and say, what's it going to be like in Seaclose Park in a month or so's time. I know they started building it, so... I know the guy who's in charge of building it quite well. So he'll be pleased if it's dry, because he tends to walk around in shorts and boots. which is the sort of fashion statement for there. But... Well, I'll look forward to hearing more from you about that.
Okay, yeah, that'd be good.
And when we get a bit closer, I think you're coming in just before, so we can talk about it.
Yeah, we can have a good chat then about the weather
we'll
in more detail.
We'll see how that goes. And right, we'll wish the festival well on the weather front, if nothing else.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And hopefully, as I say, you don't control the weather. Let's hope that you have some.
Control the weather. If I'll just make this point again, I don't control the weather. I just do my best to. It's not guesswork. There's obviously a science, there's a skill involved, but I forecast it as best as I can. I stay up to date with the updates, and we have got the reputation of being pretty good here.
You're pretty good compared with a lot.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you very much, David, for coming in.
You're welcome.
And we will
thank
talk
you
to you again
me.
Very soon.
This is Vectis Radio, for the people, by the people.